Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Tzadiches, and today's daf is all about the different dimensions of the wagons, the Diglei Midbar, how they put the boards of the Krushim, and what was considered Rosh Hazarabim. Was it a Ruv section? How tall were the boards? All different aspects of the Mishkan. On the Amud Beis, also we have the Briach HaTichon, and how the Krushim exactly were set up, and how the curtains lay. So it's all about Inyanim and Binyan HaMishkan, so I thought maybe we would talk about the mitzvah of Binyan HaMishkan, which is related to today's daf. The Rambam tells us, and all the Rishonim mentioned, there is a mitzvah, Asei Daraisa, of Binyan HaMishkan and Binyan HaMikdash. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, beginning of Sefer Avoda, the first set of halachas, mitzvah asei la'asos bayis l'Hashem. Muchan, right, it's a mitzvah asei to make up a house for Hashem. Muchan lios makrivim bo karbanos. Ready for giving karbanos there. V'chogegine lav shalosh pamim bashana, and celebrating with him 3 times a year. Alila Regal, Shinamar, Vasuli Mikdash. The Pasuk that the Rambam quotes is Vasuli Mikdash, the Pasuk in Truma. Varnas Parish Batora, Mishkan Sha'asa Moshe Rabbeinu. Mikdash means the Mishkan. Vahaya Lafi Sha'a, and the Mishkan was only temporary. Shinamar, Kilo Vasam Adata, the Gomer. Kivish Shechlus Solaris, and Mido Mishkan Begilgal, Arba Sejurda Kiv Shechilku. The Rambam goes through all the history of the Mishkan and the Mikdash as is described at the end of Mesechas Zvachim. And the Rambam says, Binyan Shabana Shlomo Kfar Mefurish Ben Malachim V'chein Binyan Ha'asidli Hibanos Av B'Shukasa B'Yecheskel Einu Mefurish Mevuar. It's not exactly clear. That's why even though they had Yecheskel, when they built Ba'isheni, they didn't understand it. That's why they couldn't use it. Ezra Banu Kibinyan Shlomo U'me'ein Dvarim Ha'mefurish B'Yecheskel. Connected to what's said in Yecheskel, but they didn't really fully understand it. But either way, this is the mitzvah of Va'asu Li Mikdash. This is the Rambam here in Ochaz Beis HaBechira, and the Rambam also in Mitzvah Chaf in Sefer HaMitzvos, counts a separate mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash based on our pasuk. Shesivanu Livnos Beis Avoda. The Rambam there calls it Avoda. Bo Yeh HaKrava V'Havaras HaEish Tamid. There will be the HaKrava and the lighting of the fire always. Ve'ilav Yehiyeh HaHalicha V'Halil HaRegel V'Kibbutz B'Kol Shana. The gathering. Kamoshi Yisbar V'Amr Yisalev V'Asuli Mikdash. Veloshen Sifri, and then he even adds Shalosh Mitzvos Nisifri, which is the Gemara in Sanhedrin also, that Shalosh Mitzvos Nistavu Yisrael B'Shalosh Knesses on La'aretz, 3 mitzvahs that we have when we go into Eretz Yisrael as a nation, in this order, Livnos Lahem Melech, appoint a king, V'Livnos, and then he quotes it a little differently, to wipe out Amalek, and then Livnos Beis HaBechira, that's a mitzvah. So Mitzvah, Shebinyan Beis HaBechira, Mitzvah B'Nei Atzma, the language of the Gemara, Shalosh Mitzvos Nistavu Yisrael, each one of them is a separate mitzvah. Biyarnu says the Rambam Shezeh Aklal Hu Kolo Chalakim V'Shah Menorah V'Ashulchan V'Amizbeach V'Zulasam Kulam Hey Michalki Amikdash V'Akol Yikari Mikdash. Everything is included. All the kalim, everything is included in this mitzvah asei of Binyan HaMikdash. Good. If you look in the Smag, the Kesef Mishnah on the first Rambam in Hilchot Beis HaBechira quotes the Smag, who quotes a different pasuk. What's the pasuk in Re'ei as the makor for the mitzvah? Hamakom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokeichem Bo L'Shaken Shemosham Shama Taviyu Es Kol Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem. That's referring to the Mikdash. Why does the Smag use that pasuk? Because Vasuli Mikdash in the context is only about the Mishkan, and the mitzvah is for eternity. And therefore, the Smag feels that you should use the pasuk by Re'ei. Venera says the Kesef Mishnah. Shalaratza lomar shamitzvah hivasuli mikdash, kumashikaz rabbeinu, mishim dahu krab mishkan shabimidbar airi. For rabbeinu lo niralo, shehamitzvah hi, fayamakamashiv karashem lo kechem. The Rambam did not want to quote that pasuk. Why? Mishud dahasam lo pakid livnos beis habechira. Ela siper ba'amu. The context of that pasuk in Re'ei is not a tzivui. It's just a story. This is what is going to happen. Kitakamar, sheyavio karbanos, lamakam sheyivchar Hashem. Avaloma sinu b'mikra, tzivui sheyivnu beis habechira. There's no tzivui there, and therefore the Rambam is more comfortable quoting our pasuk. V'yavagav finishes off the Kesef Mishnah. Tiahi parsha b'mishkan shebimidbar ma'ari. Even though it's talking about the Mishkan, mashma the haikra klalu b'chol makom b'mishkan shebimidbar b'in shilo v'no v'givon b'beis olamim. Right, but the Rambam understands that pasuk is referring to all of them. And how do you even know that? V'daikanami, dekamar vasuli mikdash, v'lokamar vasuli mishkan. The fact that the Torah says vasuli mikdash and not mishkan, talking about the mishkan, so that itself was a tip-off for the Rambam to assume that it is a mitzvah from that pasuk. That is the Rambam and the Smak. If you look in the Ramban also counts it as a separate mitzvah, but with a very different focus. What is the purpose? How would you define the base mikdash for each of the Rishonim? So the Rambam used the Lashon of base avoda. right? Beis Avoda, because that's what it is. It's a house of Avoda where we serve Hashem, where we bring karbanos, where we gather for Elilah Regel. That is the ultimate purpose of the Mishkan slash Mikdash, according to the Rambam. But if you look in the Ramban famously has a very different idea. Very different idea for the purpose of the Mishkan and the Mikdash. If you look in the Hakdama of the Ramban to Parshas Truma, the Ramban says there, remember, Parshas Truma is right after Yisro and Mishpatim, which is all about Maimon Har Sinai. The Ramban holds that the Torah is written in chronological order unless you know otherwise, and therefore he assumes Truma comes right after Maimon Har Sinai, and therefore the Ramban says, Vihine, heim kedoshim, ru'uyim sheyeh bahem mikdash, lahashros shchinaso b'neihem. V'lachein tziva tchila al dvar ha-mishkan, sheyeh lo bayis, bisocham mikudash l'shmo. Hashem's shchina should have a place to rest in the nation, and therefore he commands them to build a mishkan, which will be a bayis for them, mikudash l'shmo, v'sham yedaber em Moshe, v'yitzaves b'nei Yisrael. And there he will speak to Moshe, and command b'nei Yisrael, vihine ikar ha-chefetu b'mishkan, mako menuchas ha-shchina. Shehua Aaron, what's the Mishkan Mikdash about? It's not about Avoda, our Avoda, like the Rambam says. It's about having a place where Hashem can rest his presence, where the Aaron is. Kamosha Omar Vono Adi Dilcha Hashem, Vidibarti Itchame Al Kaporis. Alkein Hikdim Aaron Vakaporis Bakan. That's why the first Kela mentioned is the Aaron and the Kaporis. Kihu Muktam Bimala. That's the most important part. Vasamach La Aaron Hashulchan Vamanorashim Kalim Kamohu, Vyora Linyan Mishkan Shabavuram Nasa, Vamosha Hikdim Vahulu. Vesoda Mishkan, Shiakavod Asher Shachan Al Har Sinai, Shochin Al Binistar. It's a Hemshech of Har Sinai. Just like the Shechina rested on Har Sinai, this is supposed to be a walking Har Sinai. That is what the Mishkan is supposed to be. And Rabbi Shavel quotes from the Zohar and Pekudei this idea. Kegavna da vayava Moshe betoch anon vayala har. Volifna da havi mislabish banana. He was in the cloud. Vekad havi mislabish banana. Kedin vayala lahar. Ad lo islabish be lo yachol lemeal lego. He couldn't go inside. Kegavna da kana rabba lo ola katsha. Ad the slabish and levushin begin to ala la katsha. It sounds like it's until he gets to the Mikdash. Again, this is the Ramban Shita. He says it here in the beginning of Truma, and he also says it in the beginning of Shmos, where he talks about the Akdamat of Shmos, that this is a Sefer HaGeula. What does Geula mean? Not only getting the Torah, not only leaving Mitzrayim and getting the Torah, but having the Shechina. V'nei HaGolas enenu nishlam ad yon shuvam el makom el masa v'osam yeshuvu. K'shiyotzu mimitzrayim, and then they are geulim once they have the Ashras Hashchina. So, very different idea, the Ramban and the Rambam, for the purpose and the essence of the Mishkan. And it's Lashitaso. We saw the Rambam before. The Rambam in Asei Chaf says that all the Kalim are included. That makes sense, because if it's all about Avoda, then you need the Kalim to do the Avoda. And that's why the Rambam in Mitzvah Chaf counts all of the Kalim included in these this Mitzvah. But if you look in the Ramban, his comment on Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, which is the Rambam's Mitzvah of counting Big Day Kahuna separately from Avoda. The Rambam there says, again, we'll have to have a separate shiur on this. Shetzivanu Shenitztavu Akohanim Lobosh Begadim Yuchadim L'Chavod L'Sefares. Vaz Yabdu B'Mikdash. The Rambam counts separate Big Day Kahuna and then serving in the base of Mikdash. Even though it might be a Hekshra Avoda, no, the Rambam says it's separate. V'Amar Yisalev Asisa Big Day Chodesh L'Aron Achicha L'Chavod L'Sefares. The making of the begadim and wearing the begadim, that is the mitzvah. And it says, "Lavish begadim mitzvah saseh minayin shein arun lovish begadim elok dulaser ela bekimekayim ziras hamelech tamalomar kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe avo bishim betachlas hayofi." Even though they're beautiful, shemizav v'shom v'yashri v'zulasam lo yechavim v'em hayofi elakayim tzivui shetziva akel l'moshe levad v'usha yilbash ilu begadim tamed v'migdash. The Rambam counts a separate mitzvah. The Ramban has a lot to say about this. Rambam, he argues and says, first of all, the Levishas Begadim is not a separate mitzvah. No, it's part of the Avoda, that's all. But then he says, She'ein ha-kelim chilek ben ha-bayis aval heim shteim mitzvos ve'in makvo zu ha-zu u-makrivin ba-bayis aval she'ein bo kelim elu. You can bring karbanos even without a base of Mikdash, as the Rambam himself paskins. But the Rambam says the kelim are separate. V'lachein etzli, asiyas ha-aron, v'akaporis, l'shum sham ha-edus timne mitzvah bifnei atzma. Then he continues, V'kazer shemanu arav masa aron. The Ramban continues, Kalim are separate, but that fits in. If it's all about Ashuras HaShechina, then the Kelim bring Ashuras HaShechina, but it's a separate idea. It's not just Sorach of the Avoda, and therefore some Achronim say that's the Rambam and the Ramban Lashitaso. The Ramban also has a separate mitzvah as well. In the Lo Sase Gimel that he says the Rambam forgot, the Shachach, the Shichras HaLavin, number three, he says the Isser of being Mishana, the Seder Hanachas HaKelim. If you don't put the kelim in the right place, so that itself is a separate iser daraisa. Shenimnanu shelo l'shanu seder anachas hakelim b'mikdash kesholchan v'amenorah v'hamizbachos v'chu amro. And this is what it says in Mishpatim: v'chol asher amati alechem tishameru v'chulu. And again, kelim as a separate idea, not focused on the mikdash itself. That again might be lishi tasa. There is another interesting. Maybe it's connected. Tosfos in Baal Basra on Daf Gimel. Tosfos there discusses Amatroxin. Amatroxin is the big, tall curtain that existed in the Bayis Sheni. Where does the word Troxin come from? Where does the word Troxin come from? So it says the Tosfos, 2 days. 2 days. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, says Rabbeinu Tam. Detarak have kamo truki gale. Means close the door. Guard the door. Guard the door. Trak. Sin, trach means to guard. What's sin? V'sin havi Sinai. Klomar, shahaya mafsik v'sogeres haluchos, shenitnu b'sinai, shayimunachos ba'aron, shahaya b'beis kachi akadashim. Trach sin means this curtain guarded the luchos that were given at our Sinai. Closed the luchos that were given at our Sinai, that were in the Aron, that were in the Kodesh Kodashim. That's Traxin. Ultimately, guarding the luchos. The Yesh Mefarshim, Traxin, Panim, Vachutz. No, it just means front and back. Sha'osa Ama, it's a Safek, and Mekudesh is Benim Vachutz. The width of that Amatraxin was unclear whether that had the Kedusha of outside or inside. So that's why they put two curtains, so that could be off limits and separated from the other area that was next to it. Maybe those 2 days are about this machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban. The first day that talks about focused on Har Sinai and the Luchos, maybe that's like the Ramban. Going to the second day, Atroxin, no, something else. So maybe that is like the Ramban. Maybe we don't fully know exactly. Good. There are nafkaminas between the Rambam and the Ramban. So it could be, some say, what if you're missing one of the Kalim? If you're missing a Kli, is that a bitol mitzvahs asiyas mikdash? Right, so according to the Rambam, maybe yes. That's what the Leif Sameach suggests in according to the Rambam, that because Kalim are part of the Mikdash, so if you're missing it, so then it wouldn't be a complete mitzvah if you don't have it. If you don't have it. So the Leif Sameach, let me just see if I can find the Lashon. The Leif Sameach says, the Elakushya Sha'amarnu, Sha'kelim Einam Chelki Abayis Hashiv. MS Adobar, Vhenu Bacho Batiacho, Shaina Kalim Bachomadam Chelik Mayhem, Abu Babais Hagadovia Kadosh, Kala Kalim, Shabbat Sivila Sosan Bo, Hain Chalakov, Vidover Me Atsmuso Mamish, Av Shaina Mechubaran Bo. The Kalim are part of the essence of the Mikdash, Vizemig Zeras Chachmaso Yisbarach, Shivnu Bais Kadosh Lishmo, Vishlo Tushlam Kudusha Zabais Zeki and Bekalim Ela, Okavro Safaris, Vien Safek, he continues, Vichulu. Klomer Tavnes Hamishkan b'Mishkan b'Chlalu Tavnes Kol Kelov u'Mechlalu Mashbe shebezulasam ein Hashem shalam Mikdash shalem. If you don't have the Kelim there, then the Mikdash is not shalem. So that's what it sounds like from the Rambam. You would say that, and the Ramban would say no. The Ramban would say no. If you're missing Kelim, you can still have Mikdash. Mikdash is the structure even without all the Kelim there. A little tricky for the Ramban. The Aron wasn't there in the second base of Mikdash. Isn't that the whole purpose? The Luchas, the Aron, unless you say it was there. It was buried underneath, but it's considered there, because if it wasn't there, then a mikdash wouldn't make sense. But the fact that it's there, even if it's underneath, it has the status of being there. Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher and Smos assumes that even the Rambam would assume that it's only l'chadchila to have all of the kalim. Right? B'dieved, it wouldn't be ma'akev. B'dieved wouldn't be ma'akev. Okay, number one, nafkamina could be, you need all the kalim. Number two, do you have to make the kalim by yom? Make the kelim by yom. That's same Minchas Asher and Simin Memches and Shmos. L'chara nafkamina, hi emasiyas ha-kelim tzricha liyos bayom dafka. O afasiyasan balayla k'sheira. Because the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, of Beis HaBechira, that the Mikdash has to be built by yom. Ein bonen es ha-mikdash balayla. Shenemar uviyom hakim es ha-mishkan. Biyom hakimin velo balayla. Va'oskid bebinyin me'alos ha-shachar, atis ha-kochavim. It's interesting. Not nates. Usually there's nates and alos hashachar is b'di'evet. Here, it sounds like alos hashachar is l'chadchila. It goes from alos to tzeis. V'akol chayev en levnos. V'lesa'ed ba'atzman u'bemamonam anashim benashim k'mikdash hamidbar. V'im avalon t'yokos ha'bizram on l'binyin v'im mikdash binyan mikdash doche yom tov. So again, what about the kalim? Do you have to make the kalim by day? So if you say kalim are part of the mikdash, maybe even the kalim have to be built by yom. Or not. Again, Rav Asher says maybe it's not true. He backs out about that of that nafkamina, but that is a second possibility. Maybe asiya lishma. So you have to make a lishma. If the base of mikdash has to be built lishma, so maybe the kalim too. Good. Minchas chinuch, kedarka bakodesh, has many different interesting issues that he brings up here in the mitzvah of binyan beis habchira, mitzvah tzadihei. First of all, the chinuch has a very lengthy discussion of binyan beis habchira about the shorash mitzvah, that the beis hamikdash is the heart and the middle of the universe. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to build a mikdash there, because that's the place that we go to be inspired, and that's the place that services and is the engine, so to speak, of the entire world. Sivanu l'kvo makom shi'atar v'naki b'taklas anekiyas l'tar shamachshavas b'nei ish, to purify us u'lesakin levavim elavbo. And why did Hashem choose that spot? Ulay miyoso emsoas olam b'kivun. Maybe it's the center. Only Hashem knows, right? A midrashim like that. V'emsoas nifchar menaksavos omenatam shi'a baruchu yodea. Hashem knows. Hashem knows why. Okay. Interesting ha'ara, though, of the Minchas Chinuch, that the Rambam notes, as in Perek Dalet, that in front of the Aron, in the Kodesh Kadashim, was also a number of other items. The Tzinsenes Haman, the bottle of the Mun, Umata Aron, Aaron's staff, they were all there also. It's based on the Gemara in Baba Basra, on Daf Yudalet, where the everything within was hidden when the Aron went to the Plishtim. Varama maybe Elu Ashnayim, says the Minchas Chinuch, Tzinsenes Haman Umata Aron, Tehi Mitzvah Mufreshes Batara. The Rambam quotes from the Tzinsenes Haman in Bishalach and the Mata Aaron by Korach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tziva, Hashem commanded that you put it in front of the Eidah. This is the Rambam in Perek Dalet. Let's just read the Lashon. In Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, talking about, again, the structure, Evan Haisa Kodesh HaKadoshim, B'maravo. There was a stone on the western side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Va'aleha Yaron Munach, and on it was the Aaron Ulefanav, Tzinsenes Haman, Umata Aaron. Ubeisha bana Shlomo as Abayas, Viyada Shesofo Lecharev, Shlomo Nu, Bana Makom Lignos Boha Aaron Lamata, Bimatmonios Amukos Vakal Kalos. He built underneath, Ramam says, deep and Akal Kalos, meaning you're never going to find it. Vyoshio Amelach Tziva Vaginzo Bamakom Shabana Shlomo, Bisho Amelach hid it there, Shinemar Vayomer Lavim Avinim Chayisolak Doshim Lashem, Tznu Asaran Akodesh, Bibayas Ashabana Shlomo, put it under. Vinignazimo, Mata Aaron, Vitzenes, Vishemana Mishka. All those three, the Kol Elu Lo Chazru, Bibayasheni. And they didn't come back in Bayasheni. They are still there. They are still there. So yes, the Minchas Chinuch, why isn't this counted as a mitzvah? Ubevadai bizman meazman bebayis rishon. Ubevayis haasid, sheyizgalu advarim hanignazim, bianichom bimkoman. They'll go back into their spot. Bevadai mitzvah shimunachim kach. We're again going to have a mitzvah to put the tzinsenes and the mata there. Vim echalokeach, derech mashal, tzinsenes amano mata aron mimkoman milifnei aron. If you take it, bevadai over baasei. You violate the asei. The mefurish batara desham, makom hanachasim. You have to put it there. Viksat sorachian, lama lo manu monia mitzvahs lo mitzvahs asei. The Menachas Chinuch wonders why it's not counted as a separate mitzvah, say, to keep the mun and the mata there. To davar noeg ladaros. It's noeg ladaros, it's just not lamaisa now. Ayin klali ha-mitzvahs. Ach efsher, he says, lomar, da mitzvahs halolun nistavu liyisrael kumuvan, mitoch ha-pasek b'beshalach, nired de la'aron levad ha-yatzivui. Moshe Rabbeinu, lo ba'atzma yatzivui, makom ha-chum sa sarachin. Maybe it's just something personal, but either way, he has that ha'ara. Again, it might be included in the larger Vasili Mikdash, according to the Rambam. This machlokes of the Rambam and the Ramban, and we don't have time to go through this whole thing, but it's related to general machlokos of the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam here, focusing on Kedusha is brought by man. What's the base of Mikdash about? It's a base avoda, our avoda, to bring karbanos, to do aliyah l'regel v'chubul. The Ramban, what is it about? It's about Hashem. It's about Hashem Shechina. Ha'makom for Hashem Shechina v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. This issue comes up in a number of machlokos and other issues. So just as an example, the machlokas about Lashon HaKodesh, beginning of Parashat Kisisa. Why is Lashon HaKodesh called a holy language? Lashon HaKodesh, the Rambam says in the Morah Nevuchim, and the Ramban quotes it in Kisisa, Lamed Yud Gimel, because Al Tachshav Shenikra Lashoneinu Lashon HaKodesh L'Gaavaseinu Olato Oseinu. Avel Hubadin Kizos HaLashon Kedusha Lo Yimsu Bo Shemos Le'Ever HaBe'ila B'Zachar Menekeva. There are no what we would call dirty words. For Lo Latipo, L'Shesen, L'Tsoa, there's no separate word for urine, or for Tsoa, or for a husband and wife being together. There's no separate word in Hebrew for that. Bia, Mei Raglayim, water of the legs, right? It's all Bekinui. So that's what makes it holy. And the Ramban says no. The reason that it's Kadosh is because Hashem created the world with this language. Hashem speaks to the Nevi'im with this language. That's what makes it holy. It's something inherent from above. Not that we keep it holy by the way we talk. The Ramban. Shmo midaber bo im neviyav v'imei duso anochi v'lo yielcha v'shara dibros atorah b'nevuo bo nikra v'shimos avakadoshim. He speaks to all the names of Hashem are Hebrew. Kel Elokim Tzvako Shakai Yudkei Shem Hagadol Miuchad ubo bara olamo. It's all about Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So again, that's l'shitaso in terms of mikdash. Where does the kedusha stem from? Does it flow from us? The Rambam, there's a flow from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this fits with Lashon HaKadosh also. There's other machlokos. What about Nevuah? What about Smicha? But either way, we'll stop here. This is a little bit about Binyan HaMikdash and Binyan HaMishkan.